when you look back at simple things like electricity, do you remember living at home without electricity?
Oh, God, yeah. Do your exercises with candles.
Yeah.
And lamps, you have to have your lamp trimmed and all for the night.
Yeah. Do you remember the was there gas lights on the streets or
down the Hutchard Road was gas lights? The man used to pull the yokes every evening and light them.
What was his name?
God, I don't know. He used to come up along on a bike and light all the lights.
At what time in the evening?
Just before
it got dark. Yeah. Where were the gas lights? What do you remember about them? Or did they throw out much light? Or
I suppose they did. They must have it. They had them on the roads anyway.
Yeah. And so, if you could just take me through the stages of the 23 years that you spent in the factory. Did you do anything after that when you... And that was... What years? Through the 40s and the 50s, is it?
I'd have time to think. I would have been in the 40s, I know. Wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you'd remember working in there during the war year, the emergency, wouldn't you?
You just have to go and work on the bikes.
Yeah. And then the following years, what did you do then, Kate, when you came out of there?
I worked with mentally handicapped, which was a help bar for a long time.
Where was that?
Down at the corner.
And was that hard work?
But maybe you could call it more trying than hard.
And many of the patients, were they suffering from,
disorder, whatever. Disorder had.
Mm. And why in particular did you pick that job?
I don't know. I was working with the priest, you see, cooking for the priest. And then the priest moved and we stayed with the head board.
Oh, and what parish priest were you housekeeper for?
Wasn't a housekeeper, it was a house full of priests.
Oh, and you came in as a cook for them?
With them.
With them? And what order of priests did we...
The ones you were talking to, Father Daly and them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah. They were the Augustinian people. And so they were doing... They were, for a big part, missionaries, weren't they?
Yeah.
So they were going and coming all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they got this parish and built the church here.
So there must have been a time, Kate, when, you know, when you look out past the church here, it must have been only fields.
There was all fields, yeah. I have photographs of that in the fields.
Yeah. And the church itself was a centrepiece, wasn't it? It was, you know... It must have been fantastic when you saw it being built. And
it was up in the middle of nowhere.
Hmm.
I think the thought of people there had come to it, don't.
And going back to your time in the mental hospital, was it how many years did you spend in there?
8.
And you said it was trying, it was hard.
It's just somebody nagging at you, no one to know the same thing 50 times, I believe. That's it.
Hmm.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. But did you find that the patients that came in, did many of them leave or were they there long term?
They were there for good.
Were they?
Mm.
Were many of the cases young? I mean,
different ages.
Yeah. And heartbreaking, I'd say.
Ah, God, yeah. Some of them are very sad, no one come near them.
Yeah. And who ran that place?
Health Board.
And how many of staff, including yourself, were there?
Well, they said there was nurses there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there was 4 or 5 of us working in the kitchen.
Oh, I see.
Then there was nurses.
And so, but you had to keep your spirits up. Can you imagine, you know, when you were finished work in the evening? How did you pass the time then?
Came home.
Yeah?
Came home, done my own thing.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of you in a band and acting and performing and having a wonderful life. And then you took on this job.
I took on every job that ever was.
Really?
Yeah, everything.
And when you were in there working in the hospital, were you doing anything else at that time? Or was that...
That was the job.
That was the job at the time.
Yeah.
So, and so then, was it afterwards then you were working as cook for the priests?
No, we went from the priests.
Oh, sorry, you went the other way around. So what did you do then when you left there?
I didn't leave there. I stayed there working.
Did you?
The priest moved.
Yeah.
Myself and a couple of others stayed there. With the men they had kept.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And had you any training at all before that?
Common sense.
Yeah. Oh, what would you do, Kate? What kind of work were you doing in there?
Boiling, suppose, or whatever.
But was that it? Was it just the cooking, with nothing else? You weren't looking after the patients at all?
No, the nurses and that.
Yeah. And I suppose, like you said, you'd turn your hand to anything, would you? You know, the...
Thanks be to God, I was able to do everything.
Yeah. And talk to me then now about the parish itself and the community here. Is there a community spirit?
Like? No, not really. I wouldn't count it. Very community.
Hmm.
No, they're not. I wouldn't count it a community spirit, no.
Was there a community spirit here one time?
It was.
When did it start changing?
Those houses up there. The old pub, built an old pub down the road.
Yeah. And
it's the same at all.
Is it not?
No.
So, the way it was, when it was a good community spirit, in what sense, in what way?
People are more friendly and it's the same.
Did you know your neighbour?
I do know my neighbours all right down there.
But were there was a lot of movement of people around, you, families coming in.
And going out and in and out. And
Where were they? Did you have a community hall or a centre, you know, where people
There's no
met?
Hall now. There's no place like that. Nothing on here, any old pub.
Was there a kind of a women's association, a country women's association out here?
There's about half a dozen in the school over there every Tuesday night, that's all.
Are you in that yourself?
No, not time.
Yeah. So what other kind of charity work were you doing, Kate, for the parish?
I'm nearly betting now, would you forget? 78 years of age, surely you've got.
You were what?
I'm 78, wouldn't you be 76?
No, but you were such an active woman all your life, you know. What did you do in the... You were fundraising and you were... Why were you crowned Lord Mayor of the district here?
I don't know, somebody proposed me and somebody else seconded and I was the one.
And that was it?
No.
But you must have... you know, people must have thought you were the person for the job, you know?
I don't know what it is, anyway.
Yeah. You must have earned it.
Avis went in for it.
Yeah. My goodness, that was a terrific moment, I'd say. To go back over the foot, because I think these photographs are fantastic. Could you tell me, what am I looking at here?
When we went to meet the Pope.
When was that now?
79.
Why did you decide to go over there now and meet the Pope?
Meet the Pope. We met him in Dublin.
Oh, that's when Pope Paul, yeah. Pope Paul was here?
Yeah.
Did you meet him?
Yeah, I met him in the park.
Yeah. Personally?
Personally, you shook hands with him, actually. He's passing by.
Did you?
Mm. I went because I made that for him.
Oh, what? The tapestry, is it?
The banner, yeah.
Yeah. What does it portray exactly?
Our Lady of Good Counsel in the parish. That's at home in my attic.
So you're a bit of an artist as well. In that's very well done.
It was a nice photograph, wasn't it? I'd wear nice.
Yeah. Did it take you long to do that?
Yeah, the people, the banner.
Yeah.
At that time, I'd done one for Clunskey, and I'd done a few that time. I don't know, I didn't put time on it.
Yeah. I suppose you don't put time in these things, you just do them. And you were always involved with the clergy, really.
I don't know. Yeah, I often had a great joke with them now. See, how's it never known he's ever made a bit for me?
Yeah. Because you must have grown to know them very well.
Inside out.
Yeah. What, did they come from all corners of Ireland?
Everywhere. Yeah.
Were they mostly, I mean, they look very young here. They were young men.
He's dead now, long ago. Father Ryan DeLore, he built the club and all. That's him that's roaring shooting at the, I know where he is. That's him that has his hand up.
All right. And what was his name, Father?
Ryan.
Ryan from...
Oh, he was great. He was great. He brought the kids to Rome and he brought them to Lourdes and he brought them everywhere.
Where did he come from, did he ever say?
Cork.
What part of Cork?
Clonakilty.
Did he know? And he's very young. Did he die young then, so because...
I suppose he did in a way, but I don't know where he is. He was, had his hand up there and he was good. That's him there too.
Yeah. So he was involved in the building of the church as well?
Yeah, and the building of the school, in the club and all.
Yeah.
Great man for raising money and all too.
And so when you were living and kind of cooking for these men... Mm. What kind of aspirations or did they what kind of conversation would go on? I mean, would they talk about the parishes abroad that they went
talk about anything, where to where in Kenya and everywhere, different places. An awful lot of them went abroad, he didn't know.
And talking about the house, they've moved now again, haven't they?
Built a more modern house.
Yeah. And the other fine buildings in the area, Turnure itself.
That's Turnure Corner, that's Vaughan's Corner, called it.
Yeah. And of course, the Carmelites are down there, aren't they, in the college?
Oh, yeah, they're up the road. You know where they are, yeah.
And did you ever do any work for them?
Yeah, loads.
Did you?
Yeah, and I played in all the garden feeds and all I used to do there. We used to have a shop in Anger Street on a Saturday morning, cakes. Went in there on a Saturday morning.
Into the college?
Into the White Fir Street beside the church. Yeah. I think they have a tiny rooms in now.
Oh, in the village itself?
In the, yeah.
Yeah. And
beside the church, beside what Carmelite Church and White Fir Street.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's turning into a cafe now. They used to just sell the cakes in it.
What kind of a village was it? Was it? Was there, like, you could get everything there? It was.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And the people that lived locally, would they have bothered to go into the city much, or would they be happy?
Here?
Yeah.
Not an awful lot. No. Oh, the Grace. Hoyce up there had a bus, the White Line, they called it. I have a photograph of that hometown. The White Line bus, Hoyce owned it. And it used to run from Tobraddon to O'Connell Bridge, and it was a bus every 20 minutes from Hoyce's car, right across the East. It was a godsend, it was, before the CIE ever came.
Really?
They called it the White Line bus.
And what route did it take again?
I went from Tobraddon down to Whitechurch and into town.
Yeah.
Back out, up to Tobraddon, up to Rockbrook, across to Tobraddon, down again.
Every hour?
Every 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah. Imagine, yeah.
There were three buses, never stopped.
Oh, that was a great service, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, great.
Yeah. And the... So... Of course, Temple Oak didn't exist, didn't it? Yeah. And so kind of the main village in the area would have been Turnure. Would I be right in saying that?
Rathfarnham and Turnure, right, yeah. And yes. But they're all...
Kind of nearly
villages,
together, yeah. Mm. And you found a big difference in the people themselves over the years here.
Not the same.
Yeah.
So you can't leave your door open at night now, auntie. Mm-hmm.
Was there a lot of migration of people from down the country coming up and living, settling around here? Do you know?
Less girls used to work in houses and that to get married, fellas around and that. Bit of that.
Yeah. And did the factories, I'm just thinking of the sweet factory out in Talla, the... what did they
call it? That's just Llancomory. That used to be in Turnure. That's where that was, Llancomory. Just down there in Turnure, near the dog track.
Mm-hmm. But what about Ernie Factory?
Ernie's Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
There's one of them in Talla. Well, it was somewhere else, but it was Talla. I used to know another man that used to work there.
They were Gallagher's as well, weren't they?
Yeah, the man that I knew, what's his name was? Barry.
Hmm.
His sister lived down there in them houses down there.
And is he still alive? Or?
No. Hmm.
And so he was the manager there, was he?
No, he didn't know how to do it. He was always in it anyway.
Yeah.
Used to live in Enniskerry.
So would the employment have kept people local, or would they...
Oh, yeah, there was plenty of work around.
Yeah, so there was no need to go anywhere else, really?
No.
Did you ever think of emigrating yourself, going to England, or...?
I was all over the world.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. There's not... capital city... Around Europe that I wasn't in.
But is that recently now or...?
Always.
Always? So you're well travelled.
Yeah. When I was making my confirmation, I was sulking. My father said, what's wrong with you? Don't take the pledge. Don't take the pledge. Oh. I had to think of something. And then he come back and he said, when the bishop says 21 years, you say 1 year. That was grand. Job was right. Back to him again. Your confirmation mightn't be right. Yeah, well, that's your fault. You wouldn't take the pledge. But if I was you, I'd take the pledge. And another thing, I'd take the pledge against smoking. And when you're big and you're working, put the price of a pint and the price of a pack of cigarettes in the post office or the bank every single week, and then you can buy a motorbike when you're big, and of course, I was mad about motorbikes. I said, I want to see the world. There's your goal. So, yeah.
So you spared up each time to go places.
Mm.
Where did you go first?
First? I think I went to... I would have gone to Lourdes early days. I used to work there for a week every summer. And I went to... After that... I don't know. I went to Australia 8 times. I went to Iceland. I went to America. Everywhere.
Was it always on holidays?
Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always on holidays?
Yeah.
And was this in the 50s or the 60s? Or
all along when I started to work. Well, I was supposed to maybe 18, maybe not, maybe more. I can't remember.
Yeah. But it was the early days anyway, was it?
The year before last, I went to Iceland.
Oh, yeah, which, I mean, that's you can go all over the world so easy now.
Yeah.
But back in, say, the 50s, were you travelling abroad then?
Yeah, my brothers were in Australia.
So,
now to 50. When did they go to Australia? About 35 years ago, I went to Australia first.
All right, so that was a long, long flight in a plane, was it?
Two days, some of the time.
Yeah. What part of Australia did you visit?
All over Brisbane, Sydney, Cairns, all around it.
And did you ever consider kind of maybe staying there? Or
no.
You were a home bird, were you? You were due to come back again, and that was it. I'm looking at probably one of the finest photographs here.
The kids' band, yeah.
Tell me about these. Particular band now.
They were the ones that went for the Honor competition.
And did you manage this band or look after the, you did, yeah. You were the manager, were you?
OC.
Yeah. How long ago?
He lives in Wicklow now.
What's his name?
Willie Bentley.
And he's the drummer. Yeah.
He was the drummer there.
Could you name some of them? There's an awful lot of them there now.
Kids.
When was this photograph taken?
Good at all.
Was it before the war?
No.
In the 50s?
Young Felton, he lives down the road there.
Mm.
That's Tony Little, he's my nephew. And their sister and brother. And that's young Cummins. And that one's name is Cummins, a cousin of hers. Yeah. Anne Cummins. That's Maria Riley, she's dead. That's Eileen. Oh, God, she lives in Tignock. I can't think of her name. And her, Frieda Rice, is her cousin. That young fella and that young fella, their brothers. They're from Ballantyre.
What name?
O'Leary. And that young one is Brown, I think.
Right over in the left corner, yeah.
Yeah. That young one. Lived in Cartmira in the lodge.
What was her name? Mira.
No, Cartmira. She lived in.
Yes.
I can't remember her name. That's her. That was the Honor competition. And they had all red accordions or white. I made all their skirts.
You made their skirts?
Yeah.
Did they participate in Fesh Kiol or?
Yeah. Father Matthew Fesh as well.
Oh, down in Cork?
No, in Dublin.
Oh, yeah. But did they ever travel down to...
Oh, yeah. God, we used to go around the place. God, we would do that.
Yeah. You must have been very proud of organising them and putting them...
Oh, I loved that because I made all their hats and all for that.
Were they together with you for a long time?
Yeah, a good while.
Yeah. Where was the hall that you practiced
this
in?
This one, that's Sandy Ford Library.
Yeah.
The particular one.
And where did you practice mostly? Where would you have got together?
Big shed at home.
Where?
A shed at home.
Go away.
Mm?
At the back of your own house?
Yeah, beside our own house.
You were very young there yourself. You're only in, I think, about 20s or even younger.
I would have been About 30, I'd say.
Oh, were you?
I would be.
So music played a big part of it in your life.
Did.
And does it still? Do you still?
No. Love it?
No.
The Staffel, he got leukemia and he died, and she died.
In the band here, yeah.
I couldn't. The very look in the band, leukemia, when they got died. Another young one I had, she was shoved up there near the lamb dials, and she got a tumour on the brain.
So there's a lot of the members of the band not around now.
Yeah.
My goodness, yeah. And so kind of looking back over your life, Kate, did you say that it's people have changed, you were saying, you know, that they wouldn't have the same appreciation now for things.
I brought them kids, gang of them, you see them there.
Yeah.
I was able to bring them to Wales every St. Patrick's Day and play in different places in Wales, in Llandudno and in Real and in the, and there wasn't one single one word either said to them or me or them, just free. You couldn't do that now, could you?
That's true. Yeah, the freedom and of being able to run around and
do what you like. Yeah. You used to start eating on the boat when we got on the boat and they eat all the way and all stopped or Greek gas. And you could correct them.
Yeah. The rosary, was that an important part of everyday life?
Yeah.
In what way now?
Never missed it, rosary. Wouldn't go to sleep without saying it.
And all the decades of the rosary, is it?
No, 15. Five.
Yeah.
Every day.
And so you would have learned that probably from your mother, am I right?
No. When they're kids, you used to say them at home in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
You had evening devotions and that type of thing.
Yeah, conditions.
Yeah.
And men's sodalities and women's sodalities and children's sodalities. Nothing.
Yeah. They're all gone now.
Well, see, that's how people got together and meet one another and they're out there talking. And you don't see anybody in here, you just come and go, do their business. It's not the same now.
Okay, so these evening devotions actually kind of brought people together in a way, did it?
Yeah. And we go to the hotel with my mother. We used to meet my granny and my great-granny and did all the talk on the steps, have a chat. Grand neighbours and all. None of that now.
Yeah, the conversation is gone, isn't it? In a way, the other part of this, I suppose, would be the
church. That's where I built that.
We started talking about the Pierces and that family,
Maggie.
Yeah, well, but they were Maggie was. Like you said, was a grandmother to you.
Yeah, she was a grandmother to you. Yeah, she was. I have her crib still. She gave me a crib when I was about 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I have that still.
And you said that she was a very strong-headed woman, you know, that she didn't like... she had her dislikes in her life.
Oh, yeah. So would you out here if you lost our brothers?
That's true, yeah. And who were the other people living here? You know, we spoke about the Cosgraves as well, the family down the road.
He lives over the road there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a nice, poor old fella.
Yeah. So the what were the politics at home in your house? Were they... Was your father a follower of Dev or of Michael Collins, or was he in the middle? Or?
Oh, it's fully different. I would have been that kind, that side.
Which side?
De Valera side.
Was he?
He would have been. See, everyone's slanted towards Pearson in the days gone by.
You said that your brother now is a great sculptor.
Yeah, he'll be right down.
Yeah, and your uncles did that work as well, the sculpting. Headstones.
Yeah.
Is there any particular headstone that they would... I know they're all very important and they all stand out, but was there any particular person that you can remember?
Oh, the two that in group belong to my brother and his niece and nephew that are up there in crew. We saw the Pat Lambert very well this morning.
Oh, yes. He did some of the headstones there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of all the people that you worked for, Kate, where did you enjoy the best? Where were you that gave you the most enjoyment, I suppose, and satisfaction?
I suppose the pie. I don't know, really.
Yeah. And for the 20, what was it, 23 years that you spent there?
Yeah. I used to like that. I don't know. Different places I liked.
Yeah.
Still look, I still go to the handicapped. I go to the home on Stockton Lane on a Sunday and a Wednesday. They're all Alzheimer's people.
Oh, I see, and so you're always doing voluntary. And what drives you to do this, Kate? Why do you do that?
I don't know. It just happens.
Yeah. But it's great work. I mean, what you're doing is marvelous, and I'm sure the people that you attend, they appreciate it very much. You know,
you get the moans.
You do. Yeah.